What's up, guys? Zach here with the Zach Shanky Podcast. I hope everyone's doing really, really, really well. I've got a little secret formula for you to have success in any area of your life. I'm going to oversimplify this, okay? There are intricate details. I may not get into the intricate details in this particular podcast. However, it'll still be eye-opening, I'm hoping, for you. Very simple. This is what has helped me to achieve levels of success in my life in different areas. This includes with my time management abilities, my leadership skills, my relationships, like with my kids, even my dating relationships. It's helped me with business on all fronts. It's helped me with trading everywhere. In fact, I think most of you are kind of starting to learn this very simple concept through trading, because we kind of make you do it. Here's the simple way to succeed at literally anything. You tell me a goal, and I will tell you this in response on how you can achieve it. Okay? All you have to do, you test strategically and track everything. That's it. Test strategically and track everything. Guys, I'm telling you right now, literally, if that's all you did in any area of life that you want to excel at, you will excel tremendously, okay? Test strategically and track everything. So, if we're looking at health, for example, do you track how you feel when you eat one thing versus how you feel when you eat another thing? How do you feel when you eat a nightshade vegetable, for example? This is one of my things. I can eat nightshade vegetables. It's not like I'm allergic to them or anything like that. But when I eat them, I get very lethargic and I get very bloated and I feel icky. I do not feel healthy. I feel gross. And that includes, for me, peppers and tomatoes, which are two of my favorite things to eat. So it kind of sucks, but the numbers don't lie. Okay. Track everything. It's interesting. You know, is there maybe a food that you shouldn't be eating that would affect your diet? Is there maybe an exercise that you find more effective than another one? And you can start to clean up your exercise routine, right? I just read a book. I'm going through it a second time, actually. It's called Outlive. It's such a boring book, you guys. So if you I'm just being real. It is, it's very informative. It is a very good book because it's very informative. Oh, you just have to have a certain level of focus to get through it all. Okay, it's a very long book. Excuse me. However, one of the cool things that it talks about is it does talk about effective exercise versus kind of pointless exercise, and in specifically, it's referring to exercise as a way of prolonging your life, right? Like increasing your lifespan. By exercising, it's actually the number one reason that people that live to age 100, etc., they get there because of their dedication and devotion to exercise, more so than even diet. I found that to be super fascinating. Well, they talk about what's a more effective exercise. Test it and track everything. Okay, I have tested this and I have found it to be very, very accurate, and I track everything. Okay, that's just health. Okay, relationships, you can do the same thing. What works to help your kids do chores? Does punishment work? Does rewards work? What kind of rewards work? What kind of rewards don't work? Test strategically and track everything. And if you want to know what's the strategy to, you know, how do you test strategically versus not testing strategically? So the strategy comes into play where I don't want you testing random stuff just because. You know your situation and the other people involved more than I can possibly, you know, recommend anything. So you know what to do with that. And I really don't. I'm just paying attention to where I'm driving right now. And I think I'm not on the right track. Hold on. Oh, no, I am. I'm good. Anyway, so don't just do a shotgun approach to see what sticks. Let's just throw the worms against the tent and see which one stays on the tent. Have you ever done that? If you ever did like scouting or Anyway, I know that's kind of weird. Anyway, it's not just throw something up and see what sticks. That's not what it is, okay? You have to have a strategy, okay? Based on the knowledge you currently have of the situation and the people involved, start doing some research. Find something where someone had a similar situation with similar types of people involved and they achieved success. Hey, that sounds like something worth trying. Now test it because it is strategic and track everything. You see how that works? It's actually really, it's really simple, but you'd be surprised how many people just forget it and don't spend the time to like look for a solution. It blows my mind sometimes, actually, because sometimes I've seen people just literally, throw out blame games. They play a blame game and they blame everyone. And anyway, I'm going off topic here a little bit, but we'll probably get to that when we get to this next section, which is talking about how to do this, how to apply this in business and finance. Really pretty simple, guys. Test everything and track, test strategically and track everything. It's that so freaking simple. If I look at my first business, okay, which was an affiliate marketing business. I had one affiliation with one company and I had one ad that blew up. Literally my first ad blew up. Actually, technically, that's not true. I ran one ad before that, but it died so fast, I don't even count it. I probably spent like $5 or maybe $10 on it, so I don't really count it. And it was very like no one was giving it the time of day. And so that's when I took it down. It was like, I didn't even try on that one. I just wanted to see what it would look like if I posted an ad. And so then I decided, okay, I need to do some little bit extra studying and actually make an ad. In my first trying attempt, I absolutely dominated the market with it. And so how did I do this? Well, first off, I didn't just randomly make an ad. I was strategic, looked up, researched, figured out, oh, here's some psychological principles when it comes to persuasive writing. Let me make sure that's in my ad. Okay, what else can I add? And then so on and so forth until finally I ended up with this beast of an ad. It was like 930 words long for Facebook and it completely dominated. 300, 400, 500 shares on this ad. This one single ad just got me all this traffic. And I was making pretty good money. Actually, more than pretty good money. I was making very good money. And I was testing strategically. And I was tracking everything. Before I was making good money from the ad, I was getting good traffic. But the money wasn't coming in right away. There was a bottleneck. I was tracking. And I found, oop, this one spot right here seems to be the place where that number seems like it should be higher. This seems like a bottleneck. What can I do to increase this number? So I made a tweak, tested strategically, continued to track, boom, opened up that bottleneck, and that's when the thing started working very, very well for me. Pretty fascinating. Okay, if we look at, that's our basic process for all marketing, by the way. We test something strategically, and then we track it all. We identify a bottleneck, test again strategically, and then we track it all. Identify another bottleneck, test strategically, and track everything. It's like such a simple concept, but it is, I'm telling you, it is mind-blowing. The only thing that I would ask you to keep in mind, okay, and this goes to trading too, by the way, okay, when you're trading, we give you a baseline for strategies, but everyone is different. Some people do not have the patience to follow a strategy perfectly. There's nothing wrong with that. Test something that'll allow you to have less patience without risking too much. Test it strategically. Ask someone else what they think about your idea before you test it. Test it in demo, not with real money. That is testing strategically. And then track everything. We give you the best tools known to man in the trading world. No one has a better tracking tool than we do, okay? And I'm not just saying that because I built it. Maybe I am a little bit. Maybe I'm trying to convince myself it's the best. Whatever. It's awesome. Okay. So test it, track it, test it, track it. Anyway, what was I saying though? Oh, right. There's one thing to keep in mind as you're testing things strategically and as you're tracking everything, there's this one big blip that everyone, every single person that I've ever seen test stuff and track stuff, they all fall for this trap at the beginning. And I'm here to warn you of this trap before it hits you. This is your opportunity to learn from people's history instead of from your own experience. I promise you it's a more pleasant experience learning from other people's mistakes than to make it yourself. This is your chance. This is it. This is the one thing to write down. You ready for this? I did not make this up. I learned this from my mentor, Blair Dunkley. It is a very simple concept. Evaluation versus judgment. Don't judge, evaluate. When you test something, it is not always going to work. If you test something and it fails, don't judge, evaluate. That was not an effective test. What's next? What might I do differently? Evaluate, don't judge. The reason this is important, when I first started doing it, my first ad agency, we had a couple of clients that did not do so well, right? And we kind of failed, right? This happens in the world of marketing. This is totally normal, by the way. It happens. Just as you get better at marketing, it happens a whole lot less. Now it doesn't really happen for us, for the people we market for. We always bring in the best quality leads as long as they are followed up with and talked to in a timely fashion, and we help them with that too. My point is that even the first few that failed, do you know what was going through my mind? Is that I was judging myself as a horrible marketer. That's not true. That's not true at all. I'm actually a pretty skilled marketer. What was actually happening is that particular message, that particular audience, or that particular offer that was being presented was not effective. That's it. It wasn't good or bad. It was not effective. And as long as you keep the evaluative mindset involved here, you're going to be in a much better place. Because now I'm not a bad marketer. I have to test something else strategically and track it to see if it can be more effective. Also, what part of the campaign was not effective? Was it the clicks? Was it the leads? Was it the calendar appointments? Or was it the sales? Those are all components very important to make note of. Test strategically and track everything. I think I've drilled it into your head enough. It's such a simple process. Like I said, it is definitely oversimplified, probably. However, I'm just telling you right now, that is something that has helped me tremendously. And to this day, I have an outstanding system with my kids, and they do their chores every single day. Okay, it is very rare that they don't, or very rare that I have to remind them. Why? Because I have found the most effective motivation to get them to do what they need to do. Okay, I have also had quite a bit of success in various business opportunities, and I very much attribute that to testing strategically and tracking everything. That's like all I do. Every day, even to this day with Prosperity Movement, we test something strategically and then we track it. And then we test another thing strategically and then we track it. And some of those things have resulted in us spending tens of thousands of dollars on a bad test. It does happen. And yes, it sucks. But you know what? At the end of the day, we now know what is ineffective. And that helps us in future decision-making processes when it comes to testing things strategically and tracking them, okay? This is just part of how it goes. Same with trading. If you are currently struggling with trading, which we do not have a lot of those people, we actually have a lot of very people just pumping out amazing results. But if you are one of the few that is struggling with trading, test strategically and track it. That's all I'm asking you to do. And do not judge. You're not a bad trader. If you're struggling with trading, it does not mean you're a bad trader. It means what you're currently doing is ineffective, period. So test something strategically. You can ask my opinion. You can ask your trading coach's opinion. That includes Janelle, James. You can ask all of our opinions in terms of if something is strategic, okay? if something is worth a test based on you and your tests, previous tests, we'd be happy to give you feedback. That makes it a strategic test. Then all of a sudden, you have a new test to go strategically, and then you can track it, and lo and behold, you'll see whether or not it was effective. Okay? And then you just keep going, and you just keep going, and you do it over and over again. I promise you guys, if you do this in different areas of your life, you're going to be shocked, absolutely shocked, at how quickly things can turn around for you. I'm saying basically in the blink of a freaking eye is how quickly things can turn around for you. So anyway, guys, I hope this was informative. Very kind of a short one today, but I hope it was valuable for you. I hope you implement immediately for different areas of your life. And I look forward to talking to you guys next time. Love you. Bye.